Yeah, because one of the things I really like about you, and I'll give full disclosure in the article that I worked with you, for a period of time. One of the things that I really admired about you was your real go-getter as far as marketing the band out in the world. Like, you always had business cards, you're always talking to people. In fact, I'm going to tell this story in the article about the Mardi Gras, what we did. Remember
Oh,
that?
yeah. We rode on a float, right?
We rode on a float and it was raining,
Raining, yep.
and we ended up not playing because of the rain. Well, we pumped music through the PA speakers, right? And then we didn't even
That's
play.
right. We actually, that was another year. I think we did it 2 years, but the year you did it with us, and I want to up front, I want to thank you for that year. If anybody doesn't know, Steve Witzel, he stepped in for Rolo, our bass player, who broke his wrist, and we didn't have a bass player lined up, and we had all these shows lined up, and Steve fulfilled the calendar, and I want to thank you, man. You really saved the ship from going down.
My pleasure. It was
The
fun
ship was
to
sinking
experience.
fast. We had so many gigs lined up, and he just broke his wrist one night jogging, you know?
Yeah. But that day, yeah, we didn't end up playing on the float, and then we were done, and we were in this town where there's all this Mardi Gras activity going on, and we went to hang out. It beats me that the name of the place, I don't remember. But we
Oh,
went to
yeah.
hang out there, and there's this big stage, there's no band, and it was me and who else was with us that day?
It was our female singer.
She wasn't even there though at the time. It was just me and you and Joey Timms.
Yeah, Joey, yeah. So what
Right. And I
happened,
said, and we said, Brian, go talk to this guy and
yeah.
let's try to get to play here. And you did just that. Like, you're really good
Thank you.
at marketing to and talking people into doing things. And I knew you would be. And then you did that, and we ended up because we had all our gear because we were supposed to play on the float. So we ended up. There's this big stage, there's a ton of people in the club, no band. So you ended up talking them into letting us play for $100 each. We set up and we played. And then I sang a little bit. And then Jim, what's his last name? Jim, what's his last name? He's a singer. He just happened to be there,
Oh,
showed up.
Jim Lockwood.
Jim
Jim
Lockwood
Lockwood. Yes,
showed up and he
yes.
came up
Yep.
and sang a couple Journey songs.
Yes, now I remember, man. You got a great memory. We were riding in the Mardi Gras parade and it rained, so we just set the speakers and we sang along to the songs instead
Right,
of playing the music, so we didn't have all our instruments getting soaked and ruined from the weather. But yeah, that, now I remember. So we ended up getting paid to ride in the parade because we pulled that off by doing what we did without ruining our instruments. And then after the parade, they had an after party and we were all there and we said, we might as well try to get a gig in this place. It's packed. So I did walk in there.
yeah.
And I set it up. I talked to the owner and said, hey, we were part of that whole parade and this is the after party. Would you hire us? And we got the gig and ended up, two of our other musicians showed up an hour later, but it worked out because this party went on all night,
Right. That was a lot of fun. But yeah, again, like every time I was out with you, you always had business cards, you're always talking to people, you're always trying to build on what you already had. So that's something that I think is really important. That's something that people lack in this business too,
Right.
is the ability or the confidence really to promote themselves.
PR,
Yeah,
and just.
it's just a matter of deciding. Like, you really have to want it. You want to play, so you just go out there and do what you do. Because a lot of people will be like, come up with excuses like, well, we don't have this or we're not this or blah blah blah. But you don't care. You're just like, boom, let's do
Yeah,
it.
I'm just old-fashioned hard work. I just, I don't give up.
Right.
I've never been lazy, and that's it.
Right.
That's my thing.
So. Talk about like getting into the whole wedding and corporate circuit, because I know you guys do that now quite a bit.
Yes,
Is
yes.
that primarily what you're doing?
Yes, besides our Saturday night hotel gig at the same hotel, we have that set every Saturday. We've been there 3 years, but we actually do weddings on Saturdays too because most weddings are early in the evenings, and our hotel gig is from 10 to 2 a.m. So most weddings that I book are 6 to 9. So we go do the wedding, and then our stuff is already set up at the Saint because they have house PA and all this equipment there, the house equipment,
Okay.
drums and all. So we go do the wedding, we take off out of there and then go to the second job. So we do a double most Saturdays. If it's either a corporate event, wedding, or a private party, I pretty much book those, you know, before that, like the 6 to 9 slot. And then 10 to 2 is our later gig that same day.
Okay. So how big is your van when you're doing the weddings and the corporate gigs? Do you have more than a 3-piece,
yes,
I imagine?
We start out at 3, but we can go up to 6. You know, we have keyboard player and 2 horn players we could call, and a female singer too. So it depends on what the budget is for the people hiring us. And that's what I target that as soon as I start talking to whoever's interested in hiring us. Talk about their budget and what would they like, you know, a bigger band or a smaller band, how big the place is, because a lot of these places can only fit like a 3-piece band. As you know, for instance, this Friday we have a Christmas party, a big corporate Christmas party, and it's in a small restaurant and it's a small corner, so we could barely fit 3, but we'll get in there. So
right, who's your female singer now, or do you have use different ones?
Right now I have Tina Adams. She's been with us for 10 years, actually, since we started the band. She has other side projects, and I have a couple other female singers who can fill in for her, which only has happened maybe a handful of times where she couldn't make the gigs.
Okay. So. Is that the girl that I worked with?
We used to have Trish.
Trish
was one of our singers. She filled in with Tina when Tina was sick. Tina was sick for a few months and had to get her shoulder operated on.
I see.
So there you go. We had Trish help us out too. So right. Thank God for people in New Orleans. There's a lot of friendly musicians that really enjoy helping other bands out when it's in need.
Yeah. And you said you use horn players sometimes too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sax, trumpet. Yep.
Okay, cool. And are you still doing just like bar gigs and things like that, or
we do bar gigs. It just depends, but mainly restaurants. We target restaurants. We go down to acoustic, so we could keep it light for the restaurants, and that's what we've been doing a lot.
You know? Are you still doing that Mexican? Because I did a couple years ago with you. I did a gig with me, you, and Novak.
Yeah,
we did
yeah. Mexican Thursday thing. Nights. We still do those.
Still
Thursday
do every
night.
Thursday.
Yep, El Paso's. Yeah.
So it's nice to have, I mean, I find playing in a band, it's really nice to have that steady, we call them a vertical, or that's what I used to call them, because it lines up vertically on the calendar, like every Thursday or every Saturday.
Exactly.
So you have both of those, so you have the Thursdays and the Saturdays.
Thursdays and the Saturdays.
So that keeps you busy.
Yes, and we keep Fridays open, and a lot of times we book Fridays, like this Friday we have a right. Christmas party, so it's nice to keep those Fridays open, because you get a lot of extras, and you sometimes want a Friday off, you know? Because a lot of times when you're working doubles on a Saturday, it's nice to have that Friday.
Yeah.